In recent shows, we've attempted to hone in on techniques for bridging the false divisions, and then, on the flip side, on being able to see how and why power divides, so that we can resist getting played by the state. You know, you try to deal with Mr. Steele, they got another one right behind him. It's us who has to change, because they are determined to keep manipulating our need to try to change this mess for the better. They know that's what we want. They know we've got the heart to do it. They want to be the ones who control it. And we don't need anybody to manage us at this juncture. We never did, but now we have the means to talk to each other and organize together. Move on together, not by state, but by unity, solidarity. So we've been trying to develop techniques for bridging the false divisions and learning how to distinguish false strategies from true, partly in order to nullify the otherwise soul-wounding work of agents of state. And another interjection, there is nothing too petty for these folks to do if it distracts us. This is what we have to really get clear on too. Because a lot of us think, well, no, nobody would be that petty to just, waste our time at a meeting by talking about their whatever. they're more creative making up bogus things to distract us. I mean, we of good heart have been too easily sucked into these phony distractions and dilemmas and sidetracks, and then we rush in to help, and well, he's got this problem, and she's been hurt. And then, really, truly, strategy helps us get past all that. If we work backwards from the goal like they do, right, then it's clear, oh, well, I really feel for you. I do. But, gonna have to take that outside, and I really am sorry if this sounds cold, but we got some freedom, leisure, happiness to get rolling here. That has to be number one. We're representing for everyone, for folks stuck in jobs they cannot spare a second from. They're just in survival mode. So anybody who has the least leeway in terms of time got to be righteous with it. Again, I've said this a lot, but I have to emphasize it. This ain't about downing anyone. It's about being down for those that can't speak. The animals, the ocean. Brothers and sisters stuck in hardcore totalitarian regimes. Keep that front and center in our thoughts, always. When somebody wants to get us, stuck worrying about their drug addiction or whatever. That may indeed be insensitive, but those are the kinds of tactics power uses. Our strategy is to stay focused. One of them, key one, eyes on the prize. That was Bentham's number one, strategic verity. Keep your eye on the prize at all times. And so if we get clear, if we are able to distinguish false strategies from true, we can nullify the otherwise soul-wounding work of agents of state. Which internalization of the state? Because it's in all of us. That's another reason why we don't judge. Hey, it's in every single one of us. Unless you are an indigenous brother and sister who didn't experience class. It's in all of us. We are all actively engaged, however, in disassembling it. And we've been trying to see that it's not a system, as Alice Miller has been showing us through her focus on unconscious actors in the case of abandoned children, and helping to see in accurate terms one's history of abandonment. But it's not a system that we're wrestling with, but living humans, and in the case of power, conscious actors who operate all clandestine. You see, for power to exist, it's critical for them that they not get outed. But particularly not get outed to the children, the youth, the next generation. Because otherwise the future is not seeded with contempt, self-betrayal, and would revert to freedom.